We're up to Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. Tonu Rabbanan. Three lines on top. Oh yeah. Tonu Rabbanan. We learn Ben Buhayin Nosan Peya Liyerek. This person gave vegetables. He the corner of his field, which grew with vegetables, he gave it to the Armalai, to the poor people, thinking he was doing a noble thing. His father came, and he saw all of these poor people, they were carrying all these vegetables off. And they were standing on the entrance to the garden. He said to them, Bani, or Bani, my children, throw them down. I will give you kiflayim b'meusr. I'll give you double of what you guys took. Why did he want them to drop it? Because two reasons. One reason is because peya is hefker and hefker is potter for meiser. And these people, since you cannot give pay for vegetables, we learned yesterday, that means they're really chayiv meiser. So they're going to be eating tvua without giving it proper meiser. That is one reason. Tesis has a problem with that because L'chayda, the fact is he made it hefker. Who cares if you call it peya, not hefker. So obviously you potter for meiser. What's the big deal? So he says, because it's a machlekes beisil and beishamai, if you can make hefker, only to a limited number of people. According to Shammai, we can make hefker only to the poor people. And where did you learn it from? From Peya. Because Peya is only for poor people, and Peya is like hefker. Beis Hillel says that Peya is an exception, that hefker has to be lanim or lanshidim. And since we follow Beis Hillel, over here, if it would have been Peya, it would be potter from Isa. But now that it's not Peya, you just make it hefker, the taka wouldn't be potter from Isa. So that is one explanation. And the other explanation is you're stealing, even if you want to say that the potter from Maisa, but you're cheating the Levim. The Levim were waiting on the Maisa for this particular corner of the field, and they're not getting it. So either reason, the father was standing there, and he's discouraging them from taking anything, and he promised them double. And then he added, loim b'pnei she'ein ay tzara, not because I'm being stingy, elim b'pnei she'amru chachamim, is because the chachamim said, ein noistin peya liyedek. You don't give peya. There's no dinner of peya by vegetables. So right away they want to ask, how can they even accuse him of being stingy if he's just offered them double the amount that they took? Why do you have to say, not because my what? I'm stingy. Why would they even think so? So he says, they shouldn't say when you make these grand, these motherhood statements and these grand gestures, they say they don't believe you. They're just trying to tell us to drop it, and then you're going to throw us out and give us nothing. When you give it, you're too generous, we're right away suspicious. They shouldn't say, you just stop being rejecting us. Rashi, parallel to the Gemara, Ben Boyan, Shem Aviv Bohayin. The name of his father was Bohayin. Kiflayim, Ben Maizek Asinin. Ani et lechem kiflayim, double shesh lechem achshav, we have now pay et lechem chulim, misukani musan. I'll give you a pay. You have pay. I'll give you a chulim that are properly been fixed up. It says, "Ain't no use to pay the yadik. We shouldn't do mafkilim and ma'isa." What's the problem? You're taking away the ma'isa. Because if it says, "Uvoh halevi ke'ain lechelig v'nachli imach," Misha ain't lechelig imach chayv lasa. Yotze pay. You pay an exception. Sheyesh lechelig imach. You could the hefkin. It's hefkin. It belongs to everybody. Chayim b'shvius. The hefkin potter and ma'isa. Think of shmita. You potter ma'isa. If it says, "Ve'ochlu evyoni amcha v'yitrim." Just like an animal. An animal is exempt from maaser. Why does he say I'm not being stingy? He's promising double. They can readily see that he's not being stingy. So he answered, they don't understand his motivation. See, why suddenly is he offering us double and he wants us to drop it? Maybe he's stingy, he wants us to drop it, and then he'll throw us out. We have to explain to him what's going on. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbanan, we learned. Barishaina, in the beginning, Hayimanichin Oiroi's Kachim, they used to put down the hides of the Kachim from the Karbanas that belonged to the Kainin, they would put it down, Belishchiz Beis Aparva. La'erev at night, every evening, after they piled up all the skins of that day, Hayimachalkin Oiroi, they used to divide it, La'anche Beis Av, to the people of that day. As you know, there are 24 families. And each family worked on a different week, and within the week, each family had a different day. And therefore, there were different days. And v'hoyu balei zroyis noitin oisa bezroya. What happened was some of the kainim there were very strong and forceful. They started taking a much larger portion than is due to them because it was for a while there was, everybody was equal. Nobody was taking advantage of anyone else. But then these Baal Yisrael came along and started taking advantage. He's skinned me, especially the kainim from now on. They should only distribute it on Friday when all the entire family comes together to divide. The Asin Kulu Mishmaras, all 6 days are all there. Because there's so many kainim there, that even the strong ones, they maybe felt a bit strong and a bit overconfident in their own family. But when so many other people were there, they were a bit more hesitant. Rashi. Says Rashi, Oidas Kachim, Oidla, the hide of the Oidla, the Chatois, the Ashamas, the Kabana, Sibur, Shemes Chalkin, they divide Oidas Kachim. They divide the skins of the Kachikachim, the Kainim. It says, Oidla, Oidla, Shahikri, the Yafim, the Zwachim, Oidla, call Oidas Kachikachim, all the hides go to the Kainim. Well, later, call Yem, the Chalkin, Oidla, and Lancha, based on they divided Shahav, the Yem that worked that day, Shamishmar, Hoyachol, Lashish, but the six families divided during the week, Lashisha Yamim, the Uma, Shahigia, the Yoimon, Hemeruba, Hemua, to Naital. Whatever you came that day, whether it's a busy day or a quiet day, that's what your portion is. That was your allotment. The one day is more than the other, it doesn't matter. That's your luck. There's some kainim who are more forceful than others. Let of Shabbat, the Kuli Mishmara, to have your husband all there. And Nichul, the Baal Yisrael, little Yisrael. So they want to allow these people to take by force. Says the Gemara, it wasn't good enough. Says the Gemara, why did Vaday in Hayyagidai the Kainim night and nice and Bezrael? Yeah, still the elders of the Kainim, the officers, the priests with seniority, they still took by force. They felt that they were entitled. Amdu Bailim, the owners came along, the Higdishan Lushamayim. You know what? Nobody will get. Who are the owners? Rashi learns the owners were Kainim, because they now own the hides, and the Mashal learns, and others, that it was the original Yisraelim who had Rachmanis, the people who brought the carbon, and they had Rachmanis on there. So what's happening? So they decided to consecrate the whole thing to base of Migdish. Rashi. G'day the Kainim, sorry, Shemen, sorry. Amdu Bailim, called Kohenim Mishmaris Yachad, all the Kainim of that group together, the Higdishan Lubedakabai, the noted for the maintenance of the base of Migdish. So this way, they'll avoid all the fights. Taka, they lost out, but this way, nobody's fighting, nobody has any advantage. Amru, they said, everyone gets a chedek, all nothing. But that's not to do with it. This is their entitlement. This is what they earned. This is their earnings. So they decided all or nothing. And maybe eventually, when they taught them a lesson, maybe they brought it back. But this is what happened for a period.
But if you
sell
a girl,
yeah, but why should other people lose out? Everyone is entitled to a chelik. It didn't take long. Because they all the hides were donated based on Middash for the main base of very quickly. They had piles and piles of plates of gold. The measurements were an amma by an amma, but Eve Dinazov. The thickness of a golden coin. That's how quickly it added up. Ule regel, when it came Yontif, Hayim Kaplan Nois and fold them up. Manich Nois got Malah Harbai, they place them on the steps of the stairway up to the base of Midrash, because you're going to go Royin, people can see, Shemelachtum No, that they should see that the work is nice, and the aim bo dalam. And there's no arrogance there. Rashi, Baharabai's Rochva Pnuya, the street, Chutzlazaz Azor, the Yesham Malas, the steps, Kerabim Pedagam Yuma. Dalam Daifi. Any falseness. Tana Abashalim, Abashal says, Koyre Shashik Mahay Berichai. This is what we learned before. They had the beams made out of sycamore tree in Richai. By Yabal Zeroy, no, the strong people take it. Bezroy by force. Amdu Bailim, the owners came, Vigdishal Shemayin, they donated to the base of Migdash, Alem, Balki Yitzibahem, and that, and similar to things. Anything was a machlekes, they just donated it. Rashi, koydus mechuborin oivu shalom koydu koydu. Koydu is that the mechuborin, they were attached, this is the trunk of the tree. Says the Gemara, talking about the Beis Hamikdash and how certain koydu misbehave. Says the Gemara, Omar Abishol ben Bitnis, Bishom Abba Yaisi ben Chonin, Abishol's name Abba Yaisi Chonin, Oili me beis baisum. This family of koydim, it was a koydim godl. You're talking about different koydim daylim. The second Beis Hamikdash were over, the Gemara Yuma says there were over 300 koydim daylim. And most of them died. In fact, Gemara lists over there four Kohen Gadolim that were all right. Most of them died because they didn't make it out of Yom Kippur. Hard to understand the Cheshbon is because Yechon Kohen Gadol was 80 years, and if you work out the whole thing is 420, and you take out these Kohen Gadolim, Shema Tzadik, the Cheshbon is a little bit hard to add up, unless you had more than one Kohen Gadol per year. It's So this family of Baisum, the Kohen Gadol and the Chacham didn't like them. Oily, woe is to us in Beis Baisum. Oily, woe is to us, my lesson from the sticks. They were very strong-handed. Rashi, Baisum Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Kulan. V'hoylen Avodim, they used to have servants. Chamosin, they were robbers. V'tchoyv Tinas Arm, and they used to beat the people. Allah Sam Makla saying, the sticks came out of the all over the way, but right to the Shabbos. Masha said, Allah means there's curses, there's swearings. Then the next thing is, Oily Beis Chanan, the family of Chanan, they were also Kohen Gadol. Oily Bilchishasin. From they used to whisper, either the Lashon Hara, the Mashal says, or Rashi says, Yoyed Seira, they used to give constantly bad advice. Oily Mebeis Katan, it wasn't necessarily the Kohen Gadol himself, it was his people, but he took responsibility. Oily Mebeis Katan, what was the family of Katan's why? What did they do? Oily Mekumasa, from their pen, they used to constantly write on all these blog sites, terrible things, Lashon Hara. So what was to them? Rashi Kolmos and the Pencha, Yekoysun Igris Lera, used to write bad letters. Anybody continuously writes bad letters, is oily. Then he says, Oily Mebeis Yishmol Ben Piavi. What was to us from the family Piachi. The family Yishmol is not Piachi. Oily Me'agreifon. What was to us from their force? Shehem Koinim Gdoilim. They were Koinim Gdoilim. Uvneim Gizbodim. Their children were Gaboim. The Chasneim, the sons of Lower Amalkin ran the business. They were the managers. And Va'avdeyen Choyftin is Unbemaklis. And their servants used to go and beat everybody and nobody had the chutzpah to stand up to them. Rashi, Amarklim, Acher, Omar, Kula, Alpicha, Nechter, Kolzer, Hegdish. Amarklim is because everything that they were a manager. Everything that occurred in the base of Midrash happened based on their way they ran the whole thing. Second more baita, Torah, but we learned, Arba, Tzvoche, Tzavcha, Zora, there were four occasions that the Azora, the base of Midrash, used to scream out. The base of Midrash itself.
So, what was that, a family business?
A family business took advantage of Klal Yisrael. At a monopoly, and who gave them the business? The Eibishter, because everyone had no choice. We learned four tzvachas, tzavcha azora, that azora screamed out in agony. The first one they screamed out, the family of Eli, Chofne Pinchas, get out of here, Shetimu, Heichel Hashem, they made the Heichel of the Eibishter Tomei. And we already learned in the Gemara that it says in the Pasuk that they used to commit adultery, but they already said in the Gemara they did not do an Aveda, but because they made the women stay there and they couldn't go back to the husbands that night, it's as if they committed adultery. So based on that, they all want to say also it wasn't Mamash Metame, but it was like they were Metame. But nevertheless, for such great tzaddikim, it wasn't suitable. Rashi Shetimu could receive Asha Yishku Nesanashim. Rashi learns Timu actually means Yishku Nesanashim, but the Gemara already said that there wasn't a sin. Void Sovcha again the scream, Tse Mekan Yisochid Ishkwar Barkoy, Yisochid, Rabbi shall leave here. Shemechabed as Atzma, he honored himself, Umechal Kotcha Shemaim, and he desecrated the Kotcha Shemaim. Why? What did he do? Davi Korich Yodi Bishiroi, he used to wrap. He didn't want to get so all dirty and sully his hand and all the blood and the grime, so what he did was he used to wrap around his hand gloves or some kind of material. But Ovid Avaydin did his work. And we'll soon see a story about that. Rashi Korich Yodei Bishiroi V'chatzitza Pasel B'kotche Chatzitza Pasels D'bin Ulaga Koyin Shikich Be'atzmai Hishelva Oide Bezoinu. Two things. First of all, it's a chatzitza. Second of all, it sounds like you, it's a pasnisht. The Eibishter, you're making all the kabbonis alright, but you could get your hand dirty pasnisht. Taste already asked. We know that it's not a chatzitza if you wrap like a lulav. It says like, if you wrap around the lulav, it's not a chatzitza. So taste makes a difference where you wrap. If you wrap around the lulav itself and this way you hold the lulav, it's not a chatzitza. Here you're wrapping around your hand. Therefore, it's a chatzitza. Furthermore, Tzavcha Zorah, the Zorah screamed out, Su'u Sha'arim Rosheichem. On the other hand, some tzaddikim would open up. Open your gate, the Yechonis, let enter Yishmoel ben Piachi. Let him enter. Talmidei Shal Pinchas, he was a student of Pinchas, the Yishamesh B'Kuhuna G'dayla. He should be Mishamesh K'duna G'dayla. We just learned a minute ago, we said Oily. And here we're saying that it said welcome. The difference before we're talking about the family. It says there, woe is to us from the Mebeis Yishmol. His family, his servants, they were mean-spirited. And they were very strong-minded. Here we're talking about the person Yishmol ben Piachi himself. That Yishmol ben Piachi was a tzaddik. And we invited him in. Rashi, Yishmol ben Piachi, kosher. He was kosher. Aval anche beise hoye balas, they were strong. So this is a kosher coin. Let Yechon ben Narboi, Talmidei shel Pinkoi, the Talmid of Pinkoi, come in. The Yemalik, what did he do? He ate Lashon. He made sure there was never noiser in the base of Migdash. He had a healthy appetite. The Yemalik Kreis, we had more yum as well. He used to fill up his stomach, Mikotcha Shemayim from Kochim. Omru Olav, they said about Yechel ben Narboi, Shehoya Oichel, that he would eat Gimel Meyes Agolim, 300 calves. V'shoyis Gimel Meyes Garbe Yain. He drank 300 barrels of wine. V'oichel Arboim Saw Goyzes Bikinu Achsudah, just for dessert. He had 40 saw of chickens, of birds. Why? To make sure there was no noise in the base of the Mikdash. He did L'shem Shemaim. Therefore, they said Tovel Abracha. Omru, they said, Kol Yomav Sheyechem and Naboy, Lanim to Noise in the base of the Mikdash. He never had noise. So therefore, L'shem Shvach. Then the question is, why only these two? What about other? There were other tzaddikim. The Gemara actually, Yuma said there were four tzaddikim. And before they're asking, I can't remember if there's an answer, if there is, what the answer is. How come Atas Yog, Kohen Gadol, is not counted as one of the four tzaddikim? They count these two in Shimon, a tzaddik, and Yechem, and Kohen Gadol. And Yechem, you all turn into a tzaddikim, machlokes, whatever it is. But who, why like Matas Yo from the story of Chanukah is not counted as one of the tzaddikim, Kohen Gadol? And it's machlokes of Yechem, or Matas Yo, who the Kohen Gadol was. Sorry? It says in Mimei Matzio ben Yechelin Koyin Godl. Why isn't that Yechelin? But he's not counted either. It's a machlekes.
Who says Yechelin was as tzaddik as much as Matzio?
Because who says not? Well, Pasha says he has such children, and you don't know that. When it's not clear. It's not clear when it says Mimei Matzio ben Yechelin Koyin Godl. Who exactly was the Koyin Godl? Matzio was a Yechelin. Yeah.
Isn't there a bias from Rebbe against the Chashmonaim?
That's a separate issue.
He's the expert in that engineer. Okay. Says Gemara, my soul, what happened?
First of all, if
there is
that's Mishnah, these are all
vices
anyhow.
My soul, what actually happened at the end of Yisach Ish Kvarbakoi? He's the one who wrapped his hand around his signature past. The Gemara tells a very interesting story. Amri, they say, Malka or Malkasa, the king and queen, and this is Malka Bei Chashmonai, have a Yasir that was sinning. Malka, the king said, Gadya, Yoy, he thinks that goats are the nicest animals. Well, Malkasa and the queen argued with him, Amma, she said, Imriya, Shepsalach, sheep are the nicest animal. Amru, they said, you know, Man, Muchach, Kohen Gadol, you know, the best person who can adjudicate the Kohen Gadol. The Kamasi Kabanas Kol Yema. He sees Kabanas every day. Who's more experienced in these things than a Kohen Gadol? Rashi. My Salkabe Magmul Nishtalim, what punishment or reward did he get? Malka, 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 Bechashnoi. Gadi, Yor, Gedi, Toiv, Le, Michael, Yosem, and Akevis. A goat is more geschmack than a Shepsel. Also, he came along. Who was the Kohen Gadol at that time? It was the Sachar Ish Kvar Bar Koi. He came along. Ach v'biyada. He made with his hand like a gesture, with like, you know, a very demeaning gesture. E gad yo. He said, Luchevra, if a goat taka was better, don't you think that Yasik Latamida, the carbon tamid, which we reserve every day, would not be made out of kvasim, but rather be made out of gedim? So therefore, that kvasim is better. But the way he said it is such a condescending way. Rashi, achve biyadiv losh tzchayk in a condescending manner. Says the Gemara, Amma Malka. So the Malka said, the king said, even though he sided with the king, but he said in such a disparaging way. The king said, Hoyel v'lahav le'emus
l'machusah.
Sorry.
He agreed to side with the queen.
He said, "Hoyev lahav le'emus l'machusah." Since he spoke so disparagingly, or he made these gestures, he had no yiras hamelech. Nifzigul yiminu, and cut off his right hand. And this was mida keneged mida, because he wrapped his right hand, and the avoid of a bekoyin is only right hand. A lefty is a posel avoid, has to be the right hand. So therefore, that was his punishment. Yoav Sheichet, this guy thought it'll be a smart aleck, so he bribed the guard, the executioner. Upaskil ismala, cut off his left hand. Shama Malka, the king heard about what he did. Upaskil imina, he cut off his right hand as well, and I had no hands left. And that was his reward, his punishment. Sorry?
That's an abad.
That's a, yeah, exactly, that's a given.
Yeah.
Omar Abiyah said.
He doesn't get a mention here.
Omar Abiyah Reza said, Baruch Rachmana, Bench the Ebershter, the Ashkele, he punished. He punished him for his, he gave him a reward, a punishment for his sin, Bahayam in this world, so he can go to Gan Eden. This was his sin. What was his sin? What was his sin, Sachakel? He was a Kohen, he was probably a Kohen Kosher. The only thing he did was that he was an Istanis, he was a clean person, and he didn't want his whole hand immersed in blood, so he put gloves around his hand. and this is his punishment. So he got punished in this world so that he can go to Gan Eden. So he said that he's fortunate for that. Rashi. Not only didn't agree with me, he said in a disparaging way that he did a sin and he got his reward for it. Obviously, he never learned Mishnayis. Could it now we learned Shimon said, Kvasim Kaidim Leizim Bechamakim. In the Teda, you always find that Kevis is written before Eiz. And therefore, to tell you, the Braise, Yochel, I would have thought the reason is Mipneishim of Chodim Beminon, because Kevis is better, superior to a goat. Tamalaymer, we have one passage where it says, Veim Kevis Yavei Kabonai, if you bring him a Kevis. If you bring from a kevis, so a chattis. Here it says a goat, and it says if you're not a goat, bring a, if you bring a kevis. So we find in one place where a goat is mentioned before a kevis, to tell you that there's no specific order anywhere. The fact that most places says kevis first doesn't in any way imply that a kevis is superior than a goat. They're both equal. Who are the Moshe, who are Rashi. Rashi, Kvasim Kaidim, Eloi Tana, Eloi Shana, Mishnah, Breisel, Mishnah, So Breisel, Kvasim Kaidim, Leizim, Bechomokim, Kosov, Kevis, Kevis first. Im Kevis, Yavi Lechat, Kan Higdim, see the, here it says goat first, Lechat, Lekiv, so the see, Bepasha, the Pasha before it said, the Havi, as Karboni, see the season. And Mahoda says, Im Kevis, Yavi. Amar Ravino, Amar Ravino says, not only does not Mishnah, if you make your name, it doesn't even Pasik, the Chsiv, it says a Pasik, Im Kevis, it says a Pasik, Im Kevis, and another Pasik it says, the Im Eiz, a few people later, says, and you know, you have a choice, Eboy Kevis Lysa, Eboy Eiz Lysa, Eboy Brady, you can make whatever you want.
This is not a 100% offer, because he was referring Dafka to Kabbal Tomlin Shabbos every day, which is Dafka on the Pasik.
Yeah, but he's trying to say, it says the Taylor doesn't make a, the Mishnah says clearly that is the same. The Mishnah clearly says the same. The Mishnah says clearly the same. So obviously it doesn't much nice. And even in the Chumash, the Taylor gives you an equal choice. If the Taylor felt for... There's a cost of why you're Kevis. You don't know why. But if the Taylor felt that a Kevis is superior, the Taylor would have encouraged you to have a Kevis.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you could say that he knew all these Mishnahs, but by the fact that the Kong that's there every single day without any fail... He's Dafke Kevis.
But Abbas is against the Kosov. Abbas is against the Kosov. We also learned that the Echad, Kevis Echad, the Gemara learns out, Miyuchet should be Kvasim. We don't say there, Kevis Echad, that Miyuchet ben HaBehemis, because Kevis is better than Nizim. It says Miyuchet ben HaKvasim. So we don't know why Tater wanted a Kevis. Whatever reason. And so on. Okay. The Shabbos is going tomorrow, Mitzvah and Rupelik.